A day after Hillary Clinton reiterated her call for having all the delegates count in Florida, comparing the fight to free the slaves and the current situation in Zimbabwe, her campaign kept up the pressure today on a conference call with political reporters. The Clinton campaign today argued that their candidate would be better in a head-to-head matchup against John McCain in the fall, using new polls released today by Quinnipiac University that shows Clinton beating McCain in three critical battleground states next fall, while Barack Obama only bests McCain in one of them, Pennsylvania. Spokesman Howard Wolfson.
Senator Clinton has higher favorables than Senator Obama does in Florida and Ohio. And in fact, Senator Obama's margin against Senator McCain has actually gone down in Florida and Ohio over the last month. So I think, again, you see another example of why we believe Senator Clinton would be our strongest nominee against Senator McCain.
The Clinton camp eagerly anticipates a meeting to be held next weekend in Washington, where the question about what to do with Michigan and Florida's delegates may be ultimately decided. Hillary Clinton won both states, but those results were considered non-binding because of penalties imposed on them by the Democratic National Committee. Clinton abided by those penalties, but has been furiously arguing that those results should be counted for months now. But one of her chief strategists, Harold Ickes, was on the Rules and Bylaws Committee last year that voted to penalize Florida and Michigan. He was asked today how he could justify his vote in support of the penalty last year, and now turn around and say it shouldn't count.
We decided to invoke a full stripping of the delegates from those two states to send a very strong signal to other states that if they broke the window, there would be very severe consequences. We think that that signal was received, listened to. No other state broke the window, and it is now time, as practical political people with very much at stake in deciding our nomination and in winning the general election and in winning the White House, that is what much of this is about, is that we ought to now turn our attention to that. We think these states, one, our signal was sent, and two, these states have in fact been punished. They did not have primaries running them. They did not have full-fledged campaigns running them.
Barack Obama is indicating that he's willing to compromise on the delegate situation. In an interview in today's St. Petersburg Times, Obama says splitting Florida's delegation in half based on the January 29th result would be a very reasonable solution. But would that work for the Clinton campaign? Spokesman Howard Wolfson says their plan is to argue forcefully at next week's meeting on the issue for all the delegates to be counted.
Our hope and our expectation is that the DNC, in its wisdom, will on the 31st decide to seat these delegations at 100%. That is what we are aiming towards. That is what we are. That is what we believe will happen, and that's obviously what we think should happen. At that point, we will have a firm number established that either candidate will need to get the nomination.
But the Clinton camp refuses to say what they would do if they don't get their way next week at the DNC's Rules and Bylaws Committee. Strategist Harold Ickes.
We're not prepared to cross bridges that we may not have to cross.
By making such dramatic comments as she did on Wednesday that the Florida-Michigan votes must count, or else it will be distortion of democracy in action, the Clinton camp was asked on Thursday if Barack Obama wins the nomination by not having those votes counted, would they characterize his victory as counterfeit? Again, spokesman Howard Wolfson.
I wouldn't use the word that you used. You know, this is not about tainting the nomination process. It's about an effort to assure maximum participation from everyone who came out and voted. And so that's not where this campaign, that's not what Senator Clinton is thinking. It's not what we're thinking. I want to continue to be optimistic and hopeful and expectant about the results, but certainly I wouldn't characterize it in the way you characterized it.